Welcome to this really fun game from the same people who did the Audio Game Hub, which is the game which is self-voicing that includes 8 games. Well, this particular one is called Blind Cricket. And I've always wanted to play Blind Cricket again, so this is now my opportunity to play it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take you through some of the game itself to let you know what it's all about. We'll have a look at the tutorial, and then we'll do a practice, and then we'll play one of the games in this demo. All right, now because it's self-voicing, when I get into it, I will have to turn VoiceOver off via triple-click home. And there seems to be a bit of a bug. Now, I'm running currently this recording 10.3 beta. And if you want to play multiple games with other people via email, which I haven't tried out yet, you will need a Gmail account. Now, at the moment, every time I run the game, it keeps coming up to allow me to give the permission for the game to use my Gmail account. So I don't know if that's a bug with 10.3 in the game or the game itself, but once I put in my email address and said, yes, I know this app wants to access my Gmail account, then that should be the end of it. But never mind, once you get past it, and once you play the game, it's there. But every time I've run it so far, which has been several times now, I keep getting this dialogue. But we'll see what it is in a minute. All right, so let's go and play the game.
Blind Cricket.
And there it is,
Double Blind
Cricket.
Double tap to open.
Double
Actions
tap to
available.
Open.
Blind Cricket. Done. Button.
Okay, and there's the web page.
David Woodbridge, david@gmail.com, button.
Okay, confirming whether I want to actually use this app with my account again. So if I just flick back to the left with VoiceOver.
Blind Cricket, to continue to choose an account, reload, address, done, button.
And double tap on done.
Done.
Please turn the accessibility mode off. Use headphones for best sound experience. Auckland University of Technology. Sonar Interactive. Welcome to the Blind Cricket game. Main menu, page 1 of 2. Continue.
Okay, now it's saying continue because I've been playing a previous game when I got the app. So I'm just going to turn VoiceOver off while I triple click home. So home button, 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver off.
Because it's self-voicing, it's also got stuff on the screen visually. I can actually use the app independently of VoiceOver. So if I flick down with one finger.
Start new game.
Start new game.
Tutorial.
Tutorial.
Achievements.
Achievements.
High scores.
High scores.
Credits.
Credits.
Page 2 of 2. More games.
More games. And at the moment it takes you to a web page outside of the app. So it launches Safari. And it, of course, at the moment it's the Audio Game Hub that's available. But down again.
Close app.
Close up, and if I double tap on that anywhere on the screen, it's going to ask me, do I want to quit the game? Yes or no for 2 options. So if I flip back up.
More games. Page 1 of 2. Credits. High scores. Achievements. Tutorial. Start new game. Continue. Settings.
So settings is actually above continue, so that's why I flip back up to it. So double tap on settings.
Settings menu. Volume.
So I flick down.
Voice volume. 10.
So that's voice volume 10.
To change the volume level, swipe to the left or right on the screen.
Okay, so flick left or right to change the volume. So let me flick down to the music volume.
Ambient volume, 8. Sound effects volume, 8. Music volume, 8.
Okay, and if I flick to the left.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Okay, so no music at all. Flip back to the right because I happen to like this music.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, and then we are back again. All right, so to get back to the previous screen, you touch the top left-hand side of your screen. So touch top left-hand side.
Music volume. Return.
Double tap.
Settings menu. Volume. Vibrations. Vibrations on.
So my vibrations is currently on.
To adjust an option, swipe to the left or right on the screen.
So I flick to the left.
Vibrations off.
And flick to the right.
To adjust vibrations on.
Flick down.
Graphics. 3D mode.
Graphics is 3D mode.
To adjust an option, swipe to the left or right.
Now this is actually quite interesting. If I flick to the left, we have
high contrast mode.
High contrast mode.
High contrast inverted mode.
High contrast is red. I'm just flicking to the left now.
Blind mode.
Blind mode.
3D mode.
And back to 3D mode. So it was just cycling around. I could have actually easily flicked to the right as well. So I flick down.
Font size.
Font size. Normal. Flick to the left.
Big.
Big.
Large.
Large.
Normal.
Back to normal. So just show if I flick to the right, it's going to cycle around again. Big.
Large.
Large.
Normal.
Normal. Okay, so flick down.
Instruction.
Instruction. So on top left-hand side.
Instruction. Return. Return.
Double tap on return.
Main menu. Page 1.
And let's come down to the tutorial.
Start new game. Tutorial.
Double tap on tutorial.
Welcome to the Blind Cricket Game Tutorial. And
this is what you get when you first start it up.
In simple steps, you will learn how to navigate through the menus. Step 1. Selecting options. Drag your finger on the screen to view available menu options. Alternatively, you can swipe up or down. To select an option, double tap the middle of the screen. Try to select option number 3.
Okay, so I'm not going to drag my finger around. I'm just going to flick down the screen with one finger.
Option 2. Option 3.
And as it said, double tap in the middle of the screen.
Well done. Menu options may be spread across multiple pages. You can switch between the pages by swiping up or down using 2 fingers. Try to go to page number 2.
All right, so let me swipe down with 2 fingers. All right, let me swipe up with 2 fingers.
Page 2.
There we go.
2. Option 7. Step 2. Going back to the previous menu. You can always go back to the previous menu by double tapping the upper left corner of the screen. Alternatively, you can swipe up to find the back button. Try it now to continue.
I'm going to touch top left hand side of the screen and double tap.
Return. Step 3. Shortcuts. To open game settings, double tap the upper right corner of the screen. Alternatively, you can swipe up or down to find the settings button. You can listen to the instructions at any time by double tapping the screen with 3 fingers. Switch between graphic modes by swiping 2 fingers to the left or right. Thank you for listening to the tutorial. Main menu, page 1 of 2. Tutorial.
Okay, so back to the main screen. Now, I won't go through all those different commands. You can re-listen to the demo. Okay, so let's go and play a game.
Achievements. Tutorial. Start new game.
And start new game. Double tap on that one.
Choose
new screen.
The type of game.
Choose career. The type of game. So, career.
Versus.
Versus.
Practice.
Practice.
Game tutorial.
And that's game tutorial. Let me just double tap on that.
Hitting the ball can be done in 2 ways. Swiping on the screen, or swinging using your device. Please choose how you would like to control the game. Swiping.
So I've got swiping. If I flick down.
Swinging.
Swinging. I don't want to do that. I want to use swiping. So I'm flicking back up and double tapping on it.
There are 3 ways you can play the game. Career mode, where your goal is to advance from school level to international. Play alone or with your teammates. Versus mode, where you can compete against your friends. And practice mode, where you can learn how to improve your batting skills. You will hear the ball coming towards you from 1 of 3 different directions, left, middle, or right. To hit the ball, swipe your finger left, up, or right when you hear it getting close. When the bowler asks if you are ready, press and hold your finger on the screen for 1 second to start.
Batter ready!
Okay, so let me press my finger on the screen to say I'm ready.
Yep.
Oh, heartbeat very tense. To the right, flick.
That was a miss.
Missed.
Ball passed on the right.
Sitting here being
when
too relaxed, that was on the right.
You are ready, press and hold your finger on the screen for 1 second to start.
Right, I better start paying a bit more attention, so touching my finger on the screen.
Yeah.
Heartbeat. Right.
Excellent. To block the ball, press and hold your finger on the left, middle, or right part of the screen. Have a go now. When the bowler asks if you are ready, press and hold your finger on the screen for 1 second to start.
Batter ready!
Okay, so far we've got flick to the right if the ball's on the right, flick to the left if the ball's on the left, flick up if it's in the middle. This particular one for blocking is you touch and hold on the left, right, or in the middle to block the ball. So let me touch the screen and push it in the middle. So I'm ready.
Bring it on!
Oh, bring it on. Heartbeat. Whoops!
Press and hold your finger on the left,
I actually hit
middle,
it.
or right part of the screen.
Whoops. Let me try that one again. It's supposed to be blocking, not hitting. So pushing my finger on the screen.
Ready?
Okay, blocking.
Excellent.
There we go.
Thank you for listening.
My finger
to the
on the left-hand side of the screen.
Choose the type of game. Game tutorial.
All right, so just in the game tutorial.
Practice.
Let's choose practice. I just flicked up with one finger then. Double tap on practice.
How do you want to hit the ball? Swiping.
And how do I want to hit the ball again? So swiping, I flick down.
Swinging.
Swinging, flip back up.
Swiping.
Swiping, double tap in the middle of the screen.
Welcome to the practice mode. Here, you can learn how to improve your batting skills. When the bowler asks if you are ready, press and hold your finger on the screen for 1 second to start.
Now, I think we just did that in game tutorial. Let's just have a look, and if we have, we'll quit out of it. So I'm going to have my finger on the screen.
Okay.
That
Oops,
was a miss.
Missed.
You were too fast.
Oh, great.
When the bowler asks if you are ready, press and hold your finger on the screen for 1 second to start.
Batter ready!
Put my finger down.
Yep.
Heartbeat, very tense.
Two. Runs.
Oh, excellent. So top left hand side of the screen and
I'm
double
ready.
Tap. Whoa, hey. I didn't hold my finger
that
down.
That was a miss.
I knew it was
ball
a miss because I didn't want to do
left.
Anything.
When All the right. bowler asks if you are ready, press and hold your finger on the screen.
Try and double tap at the top of the screen start. Again.
Are you ready?
Choose the type of
That's
game.
That's better, I'm out.
Practice.
Okay, so in practice, so I flick up.
Versus.
That's versus, so that's versus other players.
Career.
Career, so I'm going to start at school level. Now, I've already been playing this, so I think I'm sort of a couple of games in, but we'll see what happens, and I'll just play one particular session. So double tap on career.
Do you really want to start a new game?
I do.
You will lose your progress. Yes.
Yeah, because my other progress was really, really bad. So yes, I want to start. So if I flick down, we've got
no,
and I flip back up.
Yes.
I've got yes, so double tap on yes.
How many players? Page 1 of 2. One player.
How many players? Now, I've actually never checked how many players, actually. So we've got one. I'm flicking down.
Two players.
Two.
Three players.
Four
players.
Five
players.
Six
players. Page 2 of 2. Seven.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
10.
11 players. 11. Okay. Very good. So 11 people can play. Funny, that sounds like a cricket team. All right, so flick up.
10, 9, 8, 7, page 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, it's only me playing, so I'm going to do a double tap on that.
How do you want to hit the ball? Swiping.
Okay, I just wish if you decide to actually swipe the ball in settings that it would actually stay on swipe by default, but it doesn't matter. All right, double tap on swiping.
School level. You are chasing 28 runs to win. You are allowed 3 wickets at this level.
Are you ready for the big game? Your school first 11 needs you. Make us proud.
When the bowler asks if you are ready, press and hold your finger on the screen for 1 second to start.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm just curious. I'm going to try a block again and see if it actually works. So I'm going to hold my finger on the screen to start.
Okay.
So I'm ready. And I'm blocking on the right.
One run.
Solid defense.
So that recognized it as a run, not
balls.
A hit.
Are you ready?
That's interesting. Let me just try and hit the ball, then we'll do another block again. So holding my finger on the screen to say I'm ready.
Ready?
Flick to the left. Oh,
next
missed.
Time, you need 27 runs off 10 balls.
Jeez.
Are you ready?
So many balls. Okay, so let me try and block this time. So holding my finger on the screen. Was my message going off?
So close!
You need 27.
Sorry, I tried to hit the ball that time. Distracted by my SMS going off. Alright, so let's try a block.
Okay.
Look on the screen.
One run.
Solid defense.
Oh, there we go. Oh, okay, so a block is a one run and a defense. Alright, so that's probably fair enough then. All right, so I'm going to try and hit it again.
Okay.
In front of the screen. Ah, blast.
Next time,
you need 26 runs off 7.
Uh-huh, this is going really well. All right, holding my finger in again.
Yep.
Yep. Heartbeat.
Four.
Ooh, runs. Did a four. Very good.
You need
excellent.
22 runs off 6 balls.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, I don't think, unless I keep hitting four. So, finger on the screening and holding it in.
Okay.
Okay. I'd beat. Concentrating.
Four runs.
Ooh, jeez.
Amazing.
Two fours.
You need 18 runs off five balls.
Okay, fingering again on the screen, holding it in. Ah.
Focus on the ball.
I was focusing on the ball.
Runs off four balls.
Yeah, I think I'm going to really lose quite badly here. So, finger on the screen, holding it in.
Bring it on.
Yeah, bring it on. I'm doing really well. Ah.
That's out.
You need 18.
One wicket.
Runs off three balls.
Goodness me.
That's one wicket. You have two wickets left.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess I'm ready. Finger on the screen, holding it in.
Four runs.
Well done.
You need 14 runs off two.
All right, so finger on the screen.
Yep.
Heartbeat. Ow.
Oh.
You need 14 runs off one ball.
Are you ready?
I'm going to block this one just to get at least one run. So finger on the screen again.
Okay.
Right, I'm blocking.
One run.
So there.
That's it. Bat on ball.
You need 13 runs
off zero balls.
Best we try that again. Game over.
Congratulations, a new high score.
Oh, really?
You got 160 points. Choose the type of game. Career.
Okay, so that might do me for the moment. I obviously need more practice at cricket. So let me flick up.
Settings. Return.
And we can double tap on return.
Main menu. Page 1 of 2. Tutorial.
And let me flick down.
Achievements.
And
we'll high
exit
scores.
This game properly.
Credits. More games. Page 2 of 2. Close app.
And double tap on close app.
Do you really want to quit? Yes.
For the moment, for the demo, yes I do, but after the demo I'm going to keep playing. So if I double tap on yes, if I flick down though,
no.
I've got no, flick back up.
Yes.
Yes, double tap on yes. Oh. And of course the turned voiceover again, I'm going to triple click home, 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover on, blind cricket.
I'll just show you what happens if I go into it again. I won't go straight into the game,
blind
but
cricket.
We'll get the...
Done. Button.
There's that done button again that I said was coming up with my Gmail account to say if
David
I wanted to
Woodbridge.
Use this account.
David
so hopefully you might not get that. I'm on 10.3 beta of iOS, so just be aware that you may get that, and you will definitely need to have VoiceOver running to be able to cope with that dialog box if you can't see the screen. So at the moment, I'm just going to leave it there. I'm just going to press my home button in to come out. So that completes this demo of the absolutely fantastic Blind Cricket game. As I said, from the same similar folks that do the Audio Game Hub. Really fantastic game, and I'm certainly going to enjoy playing it. If I get time, I might do another demo on see how it works with playing with other players, and I'll let you know through another podcast demo. But anyway, that'll do me for the moment, and as always, thank you for listening, and bye for now.